What's up, patrons, and welcome to a Clone Wars audio commentary. We're not going to waste any time here, we're just going to jump right in. So to sync up with Netflix or however you're watching, I'm going to count down and say 3, 2, 1, pause. When I do that, just pause this recording. Hit play again right when the yellow title disappears from the screen and you should be all synced up. So here we go, 3, 2, 1, pause. Keep your friends close, but keep your enemies closer. Come on, Star Wars. You didn't write that. Don't pretend you came up with that.
Okay, so Obi-Wan still looks like that other dude.
Uh-huh. We're still a ways away from it, but this is the arc that people have talked about before. Was this Palpatine's original attempt to get Anakin to kill Dooku in turn?
Oh, yeah.
I know this is like, we got to keep up this charade that the Jedi might be after them. But like, did you have to go this hard, Obi-Wan?
I think he did. To make up for stalling on killing someone in front of them, and they called him out on it.
That's fair. You could have just like landed in the swamp.
Maybe if they did find the ship, they'd have to know that it was crash-landed. Can Obi-Wan still use the Force in this body?
Huh?
Obi-Wan.
Yeah.
Can he still use the Force?
That's still Obi-Wan's body.
Right. So, yeah.
Like, they just changed the shape of his face. And he used the Force in the previous episode when he was breaking into that.
Oh, right, room. Right. I was just thinking he could do a lot of mind tricking.
Yeah.
Pablo?
Uh-huh. Some Mandalorian armor and stuff in there. Good looking fedora there.
Is that the indie hat?
Uh-huh.
That looks just like the hat he used to have. Is that a common hat?
Did he buy a toothpick there too?
Big boys.
Yeah, why would, like, I'd be more worried about them going off alone to get a ship and leaving you. See? I don't remember if Cad Bane has like a history with the real Reiko.
Do all Biths dress the same?
They probably just had like a Bith model as a musician and they were like, eh, let's just reuse it.
Yeah.
He doesn't like you.
I don't like you either.
Mm-hmm.
What did he say?
Oh.
Ooh. Why are those Gamorreans so fat?
I don't remember this part of the arc at all. I remember the next episode really well, but I was like, I forget all of this.
What planet are they on?
Nalhutta.
Oh, okay.
Oh, they got like a Bosk-style ship.
I thought you said box, and I was like, yeah, it does look like a box.
I like how the Hutt starfighters look like the sail barge.
Mm. Still upside down.
They are comically large.
Mm-hmm. What kind of helmet is that?
It looks kind of Mandalorian.
Hm.
at least the antenna. I wish we got more scenes like this in this series.
Yeah, it would mean a lot more by the time we get to, like, Revenge of the Sith.
Even Attack of the Clones, there's a line about, like, your friend Palpatine, blah, blah, blah. And it's like, we never get to see their friendship in the prequels so much, but, like... It would have been really nice to see it develop so that they do seem like close friends, even if Palpatine's not constantly pulling strings. Like, maybe they went and saw the opera a lot together and just enjoyed it.
It was their Friday night thing.
Yeah.
Whoa. What kind of Ithorian is that?
What looked different about him?
He had, like, wires on the sides of his head.
Oh, I think that's a translator. Yeah.
Yep.
That ship in the background there is, I think, what Lando used to fly in Legends.
It was a hut ship?
No, it's like a luxury yacht of some kind.
Oh.
Oh.
Jeez.
Oh. Ahsoka doesn't seem overly concerned.
I mean, she's mad about this whole situation too, but I made a pinky swear, sir.
He's definitely not with his wife, sir. I mean, Why don't you just tell Anakin?
There you go.
Thank you. Yes, overdue by a long shot.
That's pretty smart, though.
Yeah.
That's a cool little fueling station. Mm-hmm. That guy's like,
<Bye. laughs>
oh, surprised that you guys would stop by here. Meanwhile, he just got a call from his brother, like, I'm sending you another one. See? Should have gotten a different hat.
Like, all they had to do was tell Anakin Obi-Wan was alive after, like, they had the funeral. That's what they needed to sell his death, and then they could have been like, hey, just kidding. But no, nobody trusts Anakin.
Hilo's getting restless over here.
Oops. It's like, don't they have any hand signals or something he could have done to tip off Anakin?
I mean, Anakin's obviously full of rage, which is one of his big problems in life.
It's a lot of gymnastics there, Ahsoka.
She's pretty spry. Punch, punch, punch. What if Anakin was like, wait a second, that feels like an Obi-Wan punch. Yeah.
Yoda was like, we gotta tell them the truth. And they still no one's called.
I feel like maybe he's got his transponder turned off. Or
I think that is the case. I believe Rex. Rex said that he didn't know where Anakin was. And Mace was like, he won't answer my calls. But...
Mm-hmm.
So fine. You're off the hook this time, Jedi. I bet he has like 8 voicemails.
His pager's going off.
I really like the next episode. It's one that I remember very well, but we'll save that for next week. So thank you all so much for being our patrons and watching along and listening along, and may the Force be with you.